Is there any particular name for a barn that's designed for cows?
No,
cow barn,
so.
I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
That'd be the only term we ever heard, because everybody here used to have cows. Of course, cows and horses are all, in general, stored in the same barn, but on the bigger places, they had a horse barn and a cow barn.
Mm-hmm. So you just call it a cow barn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about hogs? Where do you keep that one? Where do you keep that?
Hog house.
Right. Does the house indicate just the, is it the shelter or the whole thing? The whole enclosure?
The whole thing.
Okay. When you have a farm where you're keeping cows for milk, what do you call that kind of farm?
Dairy farm.
See, now he says cow is different than you say cow.
I probably do. Whatever.
Cow or. Cow, I think
he
said cow or something.
I think that's right. It's a little bit of Virginia. The place right around the barn where you may feed the stock, sort of let them go. What would you call that?
Well, depending on whether it's beef animals or milk.
What would be the difference?
If it's beef animals, usually the feedlot.
Oh.
Okay, if it's milk animals, what would it be?
Just the barnyard.
Just the barnyard, okay. I don't guess they ever milk cows out in the field around here.
Oh, years back.
Yeah.
A few of them did, but not too many.
Would they have any particular name for the enclosure in the field where you'd milk the cow, or?
Well, it usually wasn't. What milking was done outside the barn was usually more or less just a family operation, three or four cows, maybe mm-hmm. five or six, but most people, if they milked for market at all, yeah, they were all milked inside, but some of the fellows were, you said, say from one to five cows for family and neighbor use, was you just run them up in the corner, and most of the cows were, used to being handled enough, you could sit down and milk them anywhere, they
mm-hmm.
didn't bother.
The place where the cows go to graze is called a
pasture.
Okay. How about different kinds of fences around here? What kinds of fences do you find?
Old wire and barbed wire, about all I know of.
Okay. If you have a sort of decorative fence, usually paint white, that maybe you find in town.
Picket fence.
Okay. Do they ever, they probably don't have this around here, but do they ever find any where you take rocks and pile them up and make a fence? Build a fence?
No, we saw them, but
you
all
couldn't, you couldn't find enough rocks in this township to make a fence 4 feet long.
All right. If you saw one, what would you call it?
It's a stone fence.
All right. Okay. The,
I can take you 25 miles southwest here and find a few stone fences, but not many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But locally, what I call locally is within 20 miles of here, you just won't find enough rocks to sink a bag full of kittens.
Did they ever have anything that they used to put a fake egg to put underneath the hen?
Nest egg.
Nest egg?
Glass egg, I would always call it.
Oh, we always call it a nest egg.
Was it glass when you mean?
It was a glass nest
yeah,
egg.
Glass.
An artificial
glass egg.
Okay. This is a sort of a non sequitur here.
I might find one around someplace, I don't know.
I used to have one. I used to stick in a sock to darn.
Huh. Oh, that would work real good, yeah.
But I must have thrown it away. I don't darn socks very often, but I must have thrown it away because I wouldn't know where it was at.
Do you have a term for fancy plates and saucers that you eat off of?
Well, I suppose you would call it china.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have such things. I just have plain dishes.
All right. All right. I knew the feeling. When you, in the old days, again, when they used to milk by hand, the milk would go where?
In your bucket.
Set it underneath the cow. Is that what?
Milk bucket.
Bucket. Yeah, I suppose it.
A few of them are called a pail, but most of them are called a milk bucket.
Is there any difference between a pail and a bucket?